Oh, hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with a classic video presentation from South Plainfield Library. The NFL season just finished up this past Sunday, but we have a Football Center TV movie here for you before we all turn our attention to baseball. It's the acclaimed story, Brian's Song. It's based on the autobiography, I Am Third, by Chicago Bears halfback Gale Sayers. It's the story of his friendship with fullback Brian Piccolo, and how it endured a potentially career-ending injury for Sayers and a terminal cancer diagnosis for Piccolo. The movie stars James Caan, shortly before his breakthrough role in The Godfather, as Piccolo, and Billy Dee Williams, shortly before his own big-screen stardom, as Sayers. As can be expected in a biopic, some adjustments were made to the story both for dramatic purposes and due to content restrictions for TV at that time. For example, the nature and severity of Piccolo's cancer and its treatment were toned down. In addition, Caan, who had played college football, had to adjust his performance in relation to Williams, who did not have an athletic background. Brian's Song was aired as part of the ABC Movie of the Week series, and scored a then-record Nielsen rating for TV movies. It also received widespread critical praise. It was briefly given a theatrical release in the U.S., as well as one overseas. It won several awards, and would later receive 10 Emmy nominations, including one each for Caan and Williams. It won 5 of the Emmys, including Best Single Program, Best Supporting Actor for Jack Warden as Coach George Halas, and for its adapted teleplay. Oh, by the way, William Blinn's script was published and was required reading for South Plainfield High School students for many years. If you're interested, we have it in our YA collection. While we don't have this movie in our DVD collection, we do have the remake that was made for the Disney Channel in 2001. We also don't have Sayers' original book, but we can see about getting it for you through interlibrary loan. Just stop by the reference desk and ask. And one more thing about the movie. It is widely viewed as one of the few movies where men are allowed to cry when watching it. And I can tell you, this is very true. So, have some tissues handy. Our in-house DVD screenings are preempted next week due to our President's Day closing. They'll be back the following week. But we do have a free showing of the classic Guess Who's Coming to Dinner coming up this Wednesday afternoon at 5:30. If you'd like more details, go to our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. You'll find a link to the current movie schedule, and the calendar of events page allows you to pre-register for a screening of our regular DVD showings. If you have a comment or a suggestion, you can call us at 908-754-7885. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can post them on our Facebook page. Well, thanks again for stopping by. We hope you enjoy today's feature. And now, as originally broadcast on ABC in 1971, here's Brian's Song.